Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Sweet Smell of Succession, an unofficial recap podcast about the HBO original series Succession. I'm David Chen. I'm here with Tara Ariano. Tara, how have things been going for the last 15 months, which is the time it's been since the last episode of Succession aired?
Well, my spouse did not betray me and my siblings, so pretty good. Unlike
some people.
So things
are going better for you than they are for the Roys.
That's right.
As of the end of Succession season 3. Well,
that's right. And you?
You know, I wish I could say the same.
No.
I'm just joking. Things have been fine. Obviously, Tara and I have been really eagerly anticipating the new season of Succession, but we have some news to share today about this podcast. The Sweet Smell of Succession will not be continuing in its current iteration. We tried to make it so that Tara and I could cover this this show on this podcast, but we couldn't make it work due to logistical reasons. However, we will still both be covering the show as well as in podcast form. So Tara, you will still be covering Succession season 4, which we have learned is the final season of Succession. Where can people find your coverage of Succession season 4?
I will be doing recaps of every episode at decider.com. That is spelled exactly how it sounds. It's the same place that I was recapping it that you heard me talk about back in our season 3 podcasts. So that's where I will be with recaps of every single episode of season 4.
And I think people have already heard me say, I think Tara is literally one of the, if not the best recapper on the internet.
Stop.
She honestly helped to make it into a form, not the only person, but like one of the people that helped make it into the dominant format of TV critique that we see today. So it is a blessing to be able to read Tara's recaps, and I hope you will check them out over at decider.com.
Thank you so much.
I know I will be reading them. So
thank you.
I'll be reading them and being like, oh, I can't believe I didn't mention that. But yes, I will be recapping the show over on the Decoding TV podcast with former Decoding TV co-host Kim Renfro, who I covered House of the Dragon with over on a Cast Kings podcast. She'll be joining me to discuss Succession season 4. You can check that out at podcast.decodingtv.com. We'll have a preview episode up this week and then our recap of the season premiere early next week. Now, Tara, before we wrap up today, it has been announced that Succession season 4 will be the final season of the show. And I guess I just wanted to hear from you what your reaction to that news was when it broke a couple weeks ago.
I was not shocked. I kind of felt like season 3 was a little wobbly, let's say. I thought it was starting to show that, like, it only has a certain number of moves and it deploys them even actually at the same point in every season. And so I feel like if people had thought ahead, like maybe wrapping it up in season 3 would have been the move. That's obviously not to say I'm not excited for season 4, especially since we know, and I hope, despite what was reported, that Jesse Armstrong, the creator of the show, knew the whole time he was working on it that, like, this is it, this is the end, and there wasn't, you know, that it's not going to be some kind of weird open-ended thing, or
that, right, that it's not going to be like a cliff, it's not going to be some kind of cliffhanger that season 4 ends with. Like, my understanding is that, and I guess I should have double checked this before I got on the mic today. My understanding is, like, they weren't 100% sure it was going to be the end when they finished filming, but that they agreed it would be the end subsequently, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's going to be just fine. Like, in terms of how open-ended it is, I feel like it will come to a good conclusion. I do think that I agree with you that, you know, season 3 did feel a little wobbly, did feel a little bit repetitive in terms of some character dynamics, mm-hmm. because you can only watch Kendall Roy try to kill his dad metaphorically so many times, right?
Well, it's that. Yeah, yes.
But I would have felt a little bit weird if they just ended it after season 3, because, you know, spoilers for the end of season 3, which you are exposed to if you've listened to this podcast, it ended with a huge plot twist,
yes.
plot decision, which is Tom being pushed to the brink by his wife Shiv and then betraying her at the end. And I do want to see the fallout from that. You know, I do want to see what happens as a result of that.
Yeah, I agree. I just think that all of the events of season 2 and 3 could have been one season of TV probably. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then it would have I mean, I hope, come to a strong conclusion. I guess we'll see as the episodes start rolling out. But yeah, the other thing about it, and I was discussing this name drop last weekend, Richard Lawson, the chief critic of Vanity Fair, was in town. I live in Austin for the South by Southwest Film Festival. And we were chatting about this, too. And his opinion, and I don't think he will mind me repeating it because he also does a podcast about the show, still watching at Vanity Fair, he felt that it was starting to show in season three that the writers were like maybe paying a little bit too much attention to like the memification of the show. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of stuff that seems like, oh, that someone thought that's going to play well on Twitter, you know.
Mm.
And that's part of it, too, I think.
Interesting. Interesting.
I wish it had had a tighter run, that's all. And I know that's not the economy of the show, especially since it turned into such an awards machine.
Yeah.
But
we'll also, see. You know, I think it's a show where it's something that everyone in the media is into. And therefore, right. If you're like on Twitter, it's like everyone's talking about this. But the show's numbers have never been that big.
You know? I know. Yes.
It's not as big as like The Last of Us or anything like that. It's been right. Like, you know, I think a few million people watch every episode.
Yes. I didn't say it was a hit. I said it was an awards machine.
No. But I think I was going to transition into the point of like, the show, even before it started receiving all these awards, was probably pretty expensive to make. You can tell it's expensive to make.
Yes.
And at a certain point, it's like the stars are getting all these Emmys and they're like, well, I should get more money for next season. And then it's just like, well, it doesn't really make sense to make the show after a certain point. And so I totally understand why it's coming to an end. But yeah, I think the other thing I'll say is that for the next season, I really hope they're willing to change up the status quo and or end in a way that changes up the status quo in a big way, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think the last two seasons, or, you know, the first two seasons I thought were just like masterpiece stuff. Third season had some great episodes, but was still, as you said, wobbly. But ultimately, they've all been like, hey, it's the three kids going after the dad. And maybe Connor like messing up the works a little bit. You know, that's kind of what it has been. And I hope that for the fourth season that they finally like figure out a way to change up that dynamic or play for keeps, you know, play in such a way that it's like, oh, wow, like now the status quo has finally been changed. And I think that Jesse Armstrong talking about why he's decided to end the show has said the name Succession is a promise, basically.
Right.
That must be lived up to. And it basically, the implication is during the show Succession, you will watch a succession occur. Right.
Right.
And so so I think like we probably will by the end of the season see some significant game changing moment.
Right.
That will happen. So that's what I'm hopeful for, as opposed to just at the end of the season, it's the three kids going at like the Gojo deal has been scrapped and it's the three kids going after Logan Roy again. Like that would be very disappointing to me if that's how it plays out. But I don't think it will be, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, you can watch us. You can watch, read, listen to us cover all that stuff over at the places that we just mentioned. Tara, one last time, mention again where people can find your recaps.
Decider.com, and you can also see me plugging them on my social media. I am Tara Ariano on Twitter and Instagram. And Mastodon, is anyone doing Mastodon? I'm that there too. TARAARIANO.
What's your instance are you, Tara? Is the question.
I started a Mastodon account in like 2018. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know. I don't think there's another person with my name. So I think if you just search me, you'll find me.
And of course, check out Decoding TV at podcast.decodingtv.com, where I'll be recapping the show as well. And before we wrap up, I do just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has listened to this podcast over the course of the last couple of years, as well as to Tara for doing this podcast with me. I think you can probably tell just from this conversation that things between me and Tara remain very warm and collegial. I'm a big supporter of her work, and I believe that is also the case mutually.
Yes,
and
of course.
We'll continue to look for ways to collaborate in the future. But a big thanks to Tara for working with me on this. A big thanks to all of you for listening. And we hope you'll continue to enjoy our coverage of Succession And all the other TV we'll be covering in our various places to come. So,
and hey, thank you for asking me. This was your idea in the first place. So it was fun. A fun couple of seasons we had.
Indeed. Well, thanks. See you over on Decider and at Decoding TV. Goodbye.